This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, complete with your tinfoil hat on. Welcome. We love tinfoil hat thinking here. You deplorables, you. Anyway, listen, it's popcorn and soda time. Break it out and let's watch the spectacle begin. The deep state is howling. They are crying. They are be-slapped. We're slapping you down, bro. And Hillary, oh my God, it's all about Hillary. When is it ever not? Aren't you tired of hearing Hillary Clinton? Really, aren't you tired of it? I know I am. I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired. In fact, not only am I sick and tired, and you're sick and tired, but listen to this. As you know, people are floating the idea of her becoming POTUS. Not FLOTUS, POTUS. She's already been a FLOTUS. She wants to be a POTUS again. I'm not making it up. Well, they're floating the story. I at this point in time, is it realistic to even perish the thought, I guess. Is it even, okay, I'll perish it. It's gone. We're moving on to another story. No, I'm just kidding. But is it even thinkable that she could run for president again? It's thinkable, not by you and me. But anyway, and by the way, a fresh face is needed. According to a recent poll, this is the buildup for the poll now. Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is a poll. It just was put out here on the flashing one. Where's this story from? Oh, anyway. So I get, oh, it's the Rasmussen report. Rasmussen. Here you go. Fresh face. 73% of Democrats want a fresh face as the 2020 nominee. Help. Save us from Hillary. perish those thoughts. Get them off it. Forget it. She's not going to be the candidate. That's what they're all saying, but you never know, right? You just never know. So anyway, this is what we have coming up. Aren't you happy to know that this is happening? You're happy, happy, happy. That's all I got. Happy, happy, happy. 73% of Democrats want a fresh face for 2020 nominee. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden are among those touted as serious Democratic presidential contenders in 2020. But 3 out of 4 Democrats think their party needs to turn to someone new. A new Rasmussen report, which was a national telephone and online survey, finds that 73% of likely Democratic voters believe their party should look for a fresh face to run for president in 2020. Just 16% disagree and think the party should promote a candidate who has already run for the past. 11% are undecided. Ah, I would say that's probably pretty close to people thinking, Hillary, don't run. Please help a brother and sister out. Don't run. Help yourself out. Help yourself to the door. And don't let that door hit you on the rear end on the way out. That's really what we're talking about here. Presidential daily tracking poll here we go. This, you know, you get on Rasmussen, you got a point and click. You got to do it PC, point and click, PAC. So this is the, says, stinging. 46% of likely U.S., that's up one from one yesterday. 46, so maybe this whole Putin thing is, the public is going to go, screw all these people out there complaining. In fact, interesting, I just clicked over to this article that's on Agenda 21 Radio we posted earlier. Fake news meltdown. Fake news going crazy. That's what we're seeing. The fake news going crazy. Don't you love it when they go crazy? Crazy, crazy, crazy. This is the fake news going crazy. It says, this is CNN Politics. Trump surprised at fierce criticism of Putin news conference. This is Kevin Liptak. Here you go. It says, this is from CNN. Do you believe I am absolutely reporting something from CNN to you on this radio show? This is actually CNN Politics. Oh, my God. There's some... Oh, and they have a story. It's my friend Neil Cavuto. I'm not a big Neil fan. I respect him, though. I have a lot of respect for Neil, but not a fan. Not a fan, if you know what I mean. Let's try this out. Let's see what we got here for Neil Cavuto on CNN. CNN clip here. We'll see what happens. They'll probably play a commercial, then we'll probably have to not be listening. Oh, yeah, guys. People parachuting. It looks like the parachute place in Arizona or something like that. Have you guys ever skydived? I was going to do it, but I said, no, I just didn't think well of jumping out of an airplane.
The president of the United States chose Russia. We want to present a range of reaction this morning. Listen to this. Senator John McCain calls it one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory.
Senator McCain.
Former CIA Director John Brennan says it was nothing short of treasonous.
Listen to this.
Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly
yesterday
in the pocket of Putin.
Senator Jeff Flake notes, quote, I never thought I would see the day when our American president would stand on the stage with the Russian president and place blame on the United States for Russian aggression. This is shameful, end quote. Even more lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, spoke out against the president's position.
The president's comments
Corker
made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
We did not negotiate from a position of strength. We acted from a position of weakness.
I've seen the Russian intelligence and manipulate many people in my career, and I never would have thought the U.S. president would be one of them.
To side with this former KGB officer
Adam
over
Schiff.
Our own intelligence agency. It was a despicable act of betrayal of the United States.
At every step along the way,
Schumer. Chuck E. Schumer.
The president is kneecapping our allies and offering a helping hand to our adversaries.
It showed me that Mr. Trump is pretty weak, particularly
Mark
when it comes
Warner.
To Vladimir Putin. He's not willing to stand up to him.
Mark Warner.
Newt Gingrich, one of the strongest, staunchest supporters of the president, writes,
Newt.
It is the most serious mistake of his presidency and must be corrected immediately.
And Fox News, whose commentators have often served as the president's personal cheerleaders, even some of them could not hide their shock.
Here we go.
This was clearly not his best performance. He's done a whole lot better than this. He should have defended us. He should have defended his own intelligence community.
It was not a very forceful presentation from President Trump
with
Putin standing right next to him.
I don't know.
Not forceful at all.
The Wall Street Journal, owned by the president's friend Rupert Murdoch, writes, Mr. Trump projected weakness. He was the one on the stage beseeching Mr. Putin for a better relationship, while the Russian played it cool and matter of fact. The Washington Post puts it most bluntly, Trump just colluded with Russia openly.
Wow. I am shocked to see that. Now, there's got to be a reason for all that, right? Other than just the obvious, but I am more suspicious, and that's why you guys all listen to the show, because you all have the tinfoil hat on, too. There's deeper meaning here, deeper things going on. It's always the way it is with Trump. These big brouhaha splashes somehow work to his benefit and the nation and yours. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, yes, yes. It's time to now talk about one of my favorite people, Javier Becerra. Javier Becerra, the embattled Attorney General of California. Not New California, California, the old California business. Old California. Yeah, Attorney General Javier Becerra. He's got some big problems. And as we were reporting yesterday, our reportage was kind of interrupted by the Putin thing and the Trump thing, which I thought was very, very appropriate. I thought the president did well. And this is called flushing out your opponents. Flushing them out big time. As I look at the people that are whining and complaining the most, a lot of them are just the usual suspects. But then you have a few others that have entered the fray. And I think it's those others that have entered the fray that are very telling. So anyway, I want to get into the whole notion about what is going on with Javier Becerra and some interesting things that have developed. Now, we were reporting that Javier Becerra has an issue with a lawsuit. And this lawsuit, it was a lawsuit to remove Javier Becerra as California Attorney General. This happened last Friday. I guess it was Thursday. Was it Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. And we got the information Friday. It says, I guess it was Friday. It says, this is from Katie Grimes, our very own Katie Grimes, who comes on the show. She still needs to be a guest host on the radio show because I'm going to need guest hosts here pretty soon. Says, this is the question that she asks in her article. Should the powerful be allowed to ignore or change the laws they don't agree with? Sure. Just, what do you think? Just let them do it. Why not? Who's going to stop them? Especially in California when you have a monoparty system. When you have a dictatorship that's developed right before your eyes and you didn't even know it was going to happen, all of a sudden, shazam, you just got yourself a dictatorship. That's California. It says, but that issue is at the heart of a lawsuit filed in May by former Attorney General candidate Eric Early, candidate for Attorney General in California, against the unelected appointed California Attorney General Javier Becerra, who is running to keep his office. The case was heard Friday morning in Sacramento Superior Court. Javier Becerra, when Becerra filed his election paperwork with the California Secretary of State, he represented that he was qualified for the position of Attorney General. However, according to Early, Becerra had been unlicensed by the California State Bar Association for 26 years. When Governor Jerry Brown appointed him and continues to be unqualified for the elected position based on California election code. It says, Attorney General Becerra's legal team, however, admonished the judge in court Friday that the case is really about removing a candidate from the ballot despite the language of the statute. So let's dive into what is the what is the language of the statute? It says, imagine that your California driver's license is suspended. Do you drive a car illegally anyway, or you are a CPA and you have not completed your continuing education and your license is suspended. Do you prepare tax returns and sign as a licensed CPA? No, because that is illegal. Attorney Eric Early's petition for writ of mandate seeks to remove Javier Becerra's name from the ballot in California's upcoming election because Becerra was not an admitted licensed attorney in the state of California for 5 uninterrupted years prior to being appointed by California Governor Jerry Brown. This is a problem because California's General Election Code 12503 says no person shall be eligible to the office of Attorney General unless he shall have been admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the United States, Supreme Court of the state for a period of at least 5 years immediately preceding his election or appointment to such office. I hate it when this happens. So he didn't do the 5-year thing. That's okay. It's Javier Becerra. It says that's all the code section says. As of November 6, 2018 general election, Becerra will have only been reactivated as a practicing attorney for a period of 1 year, 10 months, and 5 days, according to Early. Now, that's kind of a problem, don't you think? I mean, I kind of think that's a problem. It would be a problem if you were a teacher whose credential had lapsed, and because I've done this before. I mean, we'd have teachers, you know, as administrator, this is kind of like administrative stuff you do, you know. A teacher's credential lapses, and you give them all the warning and tell them, look, you get it taken care of. And usually this is months out in advance of credential lapsing, but in fact, they actually do lapse. So you have to go, when they lapse and you find out about it, you have to take the teacher out of the classroom right then and there, and boom, they're gone. That's the way it's done. Isn't that awful? People sometimes lose their jobs and you know, that sort of thing. So that's not a good deal. That's really not a good deal. So in this situation with Javier Becerra, I just love Becerra. It says he does not and cannot meet the minimum eligibility requirements for the position of Attorney General. Becerra, a sitting member of Congress since 1993, was an inactive member of the California bar for 26 years when Governor Jerry Brown, the plot thickens, appointed him as California Attorney General. Becerra was surprisingly appointed to the California AG's office in January 2017, when then California Attorney General Kamala Harris was elected to the Senate. Superior Court Judge Richard K. Tsuchiya, it's really a funny name, who tentatively dismissed the lawsuit Thursday prior to Friday's hearing, appeared to twist himself into a pretzel, trying to read more into the statute. Judge Tsuchiya conflated active status in the California State Bar Association membership in the bar, which have two very different meanings. Inactive status means the law license is suspended voluntarily or involuntarily. The judge's tentative ruling Thursday said state law does not prohibit from serving as Attorney General a person who has voluntarily been placed on talk about parsing it out. Inactive, active. Give me a break. So the judge is finding, like Katie says, he's turning himself into a pretzel to try and find it. Says in court Friday, the judge talked of the intent of the statute. There you go. Plaintiff's attorney, Brentford Ferrara, argued that the statute is clear when it says admitted to the state Supreme Court and admitted and licensed to practice law. This is when they legislate from the bench, of course. This is what this is all about. It says inactive with the state bar means suspended, Ferrar said. Attorney Ferrar is correct. The words in the statute are unambiguously clear when they say admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the state for a period of at least 5 years immediately preceding his election or appointment to such office. But listen, it's Jerry Brown's friend, Javier Becerra. So why do you think it's going to happen here? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, and your right to voice. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Dane, he happens to be in Chicago. Hope he's not been shot. You know how it is when you go to Chicago, you expect to get shot, right? Something like that. Something like that, anyway. He's going to be calling in here in a second. Anyway, fake news. I mean, this whole thing, that's not, we can't let the story go. We're coming back to the Trump thing and the fake news. All these guys just kind of going nuts right now. I hate it when they go nuts. You know, I don't see anything really wrong with them going nuts, but you know, it's kind of a nutty it's kind of a nutty thing. Okay. So anyway, we've got Dianne Feinstein. If you haven't heard, we were talking about this yesterday a little bit. You know, we didn't get a lot. You know, listen, We didn't get a lot of FaceTime with all you guys because of the Donald Trump thing and the Putin thing yesterday, which I thought was historic, by the way. And, of course, as it turned out, it's just becoming an explosive story out there. We've got all kinds of weird things. I'm sorry, I'm going to digress on this because we're going to get into something here bigger and better. But Daily News says this, open treason. They got a big picture. It says, oh, Putin's poodle, Donald Trump. That's what it says. The Mirror says, Putin's poodle, Trump branded a traitor. Mm-hmm. World Press mocks Trump. Right. This ought to be good. The World Press is going to be eating it pretty soon. It says, the Daily News has this big one, though. It's got a picture of Putin with his shirt off, and he's holding the hands of Donald Trump, and he's got this big, long red tie. And he's dressed in a suit, and he's shooting in the head Uncle Sam. And it says, open treason. And then, oh, this is the one I like. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Mr. Socialist Communist himself. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Says, Schwarzenegger, he looked like a little wet noodle. Schwarzenegger, on the hill. This is what Schwarzenegger said. Former California guy. Shows you how crazy and stupid the leadership has been out here, right? It says, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger tore into President Trump on Monday, right? Saying he acted like a fanboy of Russian President Vladimir Putin in their embarrassing press conference earlier in the day. You stood there like a little wet noodle, like a little fanboy, Schwarzenegger said in a Twitter video directed at Trump. I was asking myself, when are you going to ask him for an autograph or a selfie or something like that? I thought he did, right? Oh, Schwarzenegger, God. Jeez. It says it all. Listen, there's a picture of Schwarzenegger. This says it all about Schwarzenegger in this tweet. He looks like a homeless person down there on Olympic Boulevard. I'm serious. God, you know, the last time I was down in L.A., which wasn't too long ago, I was diverted. You know how you have your, like your Google Maps and things like that on your phone? And I was diverted off the freeway, and this is really slick, actually, the way they did it. I mean, except for what the sights I saw, I was diverted off the freeway. Now, this is not the first time. And I, deliberately made a couple of attempts to drive down there into the L.A. area to look at all the homeless people. I was just, covering the story so I could come back and report to you what that looks like and everything, and I've done that. But this time I wasn't expecting it, and the thing kept going off my ear. Turn here, turn, go there, go west, and end up on Olympic, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I'm sitting here thinking, why in the heck am I driving down Olympic? Well, of course, I hadn't driven down an Olympic for a while, but I had driven down on the other streets, and then, gosh darn, at every place I could look, everywhere, homeless people. So, I knew then. You kind of get to see, oh, this is why, you're being... But the thing about it, it was faster to go that way on the streets, the service streets, than, of course, the crowded highways of Southern California, which have not been refurbished for years, of course. They haven't kept up pace because why? Jerry Brown's been spending billions of dollars on foreign illegal nationals. Right. Get it? Just kind of simple. That's just the way we do business. But Arnold Schwarzenegger, my God, this picture. Man, he just looks terrible. He looks frightening. He's a monster. Well, we know he's a monster. I wonder how his little love child's doing. The one that looks just exactly like him. The one that he had this affair with his housekeeper, Maybe you didn't know that. Is this all news about Arnold? Arnold. He had this affair with the housekeeper. And, of course, it's kind of an interesting story. Now, I got some of the inside word on this, but... So, Maria, they're at their house down in Los Angeles, and Maria's kind of like, hey, well, Arnold, why don't you, we're going to have lunch, and I'm going to have so-and-so, the woman who's the housekeeper, and I invited her and her child to come to lunch. You know, I was like, oh, lunch, lunch. And so the story is, this is the story that was relayed to me. They come in, they sit down, and Maria's never met the son. The guy's like 7 or 8 years old. And so Arnold sits down, and they're all like sitting at the table. And Maria's just kind of like going, oh, my God. The 7-year-old looks like a mini Arnold. I mean, it's the blockhead thing going on, you know, all that stuff. And she's like just dumbfounded. It looks like Arnold. Well, that's because, you know, he was the spawn of Arnold. That's right. That's when she kind of figured it out. Of course, the lady, she lives up in the high desert up there. And her house and everything is just a huge house. Gee, I wonder what that's all about. Well, that's because of Arnold keeping the love child secure, right? So that's what prompted the divorce. I don't know if you know that or not about Arnold. That's just one of the many stories out there that they're going around about Arnold. Soros bet big on liberal democracy, now fears he is losing. That is really, I don't know if you've heard this before, that is really, really a big story. Ocasio-Cortez draws ire from party and meteors fizzle out. She's got issues, this Ocasio-Cortez. She's, the wonderful one from the Democratic Party. She won that House seat, she won the runoff against Crowley, I think it was, in the House of Representatives seat there in New York, Joseph Crowley. And it was kind of interesting. It says this article, she's very young, she's 28. And she's very naive. In my opinion, she's very naive, and she's a complete socialist because she's young, she's 28, and she's a socialist. Then what we found out was that she is not who she says she is. She is not the person that she says, you know, she's got this thing, I'm from the Bronx, and I live this way, and I live that way. Now, listen, I understand it's very valid that she works hard. She's a hard worker. She understands a work ethic, and I've said this. I said this when I heard about her, and she knocked off Crowley, who had been there for years. And Crowley just decided he was not going to play along, and he was not going to go to any of the debates or anything, and really disrespected her. Well, and, you know, Latino woman, people didn't like it, so they voted him out. And she's in. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how out she really is when she's in. Because she's on her way out now and she doesn't even know. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, is...
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Just an increasing crisis of humanitarian condition. And that, to me, is just where I tend to come from on this issue.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you think you can expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just, I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.
Gads. Okay, people are pointing to that as a big flaw with, in the Octavia, Ocasio-Cortez. Anyway, this is something else here, too.
Earthquake in New York City that was really felt more so in Washington. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old political neophyte, seemed to come out of nowhere to defeat Joe Crowley in a Democratic congressional primary. And Crowley was not just anyone. He's currently the fourth-ranking Democrat in the House, the party boss of Queens, and was seen by many as the next Speaker of the House if Democrats won the majority. Well, no more. It was a giant win for the progressive wing of the party. But as my colleague Steve Kornacki put it, as shocking as her victory was, the more you look at the changing face of the Democratic Party, the more you wonder, why didn't all of us see this coming? Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joins me now. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're not a congresswoman-elect yet. You do have a general election, but That's it is right. a pretty strongly Democratic seat. So let me first start with something that Nancy Pelosi said about your victory earlier this week. Take a listen.
They made a choice in one district. So let's not get yourself carried away as an expert on demographics and the rest of that, within the caucus or outside the caucus. It is not to be viewed as something that stands for everything else.
She was a bit defensive. A lot of people coming at her saying your victory means a lot more than just a primary win mm-hmm. in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you react to that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of districts in this country that are like New York 14, you know, with that have changed a lot in the last 20 years and whose representation has not. And it's not to say whether someone should be voted out or voted in, but I think it definitely speaks to perhaps us evolving in our messaging and at least how we do things. So I think that, you know, I do think that there are a lot of districts in America that are like New York 14.
I'm curious if Joe Crowley had found out you were, you know, thinking about running and he called you up and said, what am I doing wrong? What would you like to see from me? What would you like to see me do that would make you say, you know what, I'll stand down this cycle and see what you do?
What would you have said
to him if he had asked you for advice about how to win your vote before you decided to run against him?
I think the problem is that that never happened. And the fact that that is not happening.
Meaning you never saw him in your mind. That the district never saw him. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think, without going too hard, because the congressman has had, you know, phenomenal service in our community, I do think that there was certainly a lack of presence. And that was a big part of my win. There was, I think, a lack of listening on the ground, a lack of going to the grocery.
Okay, so what we have here, this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's getting the softballs thrown at her here by Chuck Todd, and she's looking coherent, looking good. But in that last interview on the firing line, not so much. You know, really something that was really kind of a simple little answer.
Yes, but I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation
of Palestine. This is called Firing Line, another show that's on. It's on
what?
DC Caller. Anyway,
bro, what are you talking about, man?
Yeah, she kind of comes, well, she stumbles and fumbles through all this.
Just an increasing crisis of humanitarian condition. And that to me is just where I tend to
expand on this, she says. She's asked the question.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
She can't answer the question. She can't answer the question. And again, Chuck Todd throws the softballs at her. Because he wants her to look good on national TV, obviously. And but when she's asked real any kind of question of substance, this is her problem. There's no there. Okay. Young, she knocked the guy off. She works hard. Listen, she has a very, very strong work ethic. I said this about her, and I still say it again. Give her some seasoning. She could be a conservative, actually. In another 5 years or 10 years even. She could be one of those conservative types because she has a strong work ethic. Now, the problem that she has is also the storytelling about her background because she wasn't raised up in this, you know, the old Bronx conditional, you know, terrible conditions in the house and poverty. That's not the case. She was raised up in a very strong middle-class family that ultimately got to be more middle than middle class. And then she went to Boston College, and she's very refined from a collegiate standpoint. Not what the imagery was. Oh, I work hard, I got all these restaurant jobs, blah, blah. That's not the case. That was never the case with her. So now you got the credibility issue, girlfriend. So you got that on top of the fact that you can't answer any kind of that was just a curveball coming at you, not even a fastball, not a slider, not a knuckleball, nothing. Not even a fastball. I mean, and you couldn't hit it. You know, that's part of her problem. That's why I say with her, there's no there. So if they're going to bring on more of those, the Democratic Party is going to be really in deeper Bandini than you might think. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
One, 0. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Two, 1-1-0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with us for the last 3 hours. Kind of crazy, crazy, crazy. And, of course, the big revelation that came from Scott Adams, who kind of ran over us in the second hour, kind of came back to us, was that Kavanaugh, remember, he was working on the Vince Foster case. Remember Vince Foster suddenly died? They said, oh, yeah, he committed suicide, 3 shots to the back of the head. That's that specialized gun. You know, the curved barrel that goes right around your head. Anyway, that story, that's out there. But the thing is that Trump, now doing that, they're going to have to open up those files on Vince Foster, and all those senators are going to have to see all that stuff that's been sealed about Vince Foster. I wonder what that's all about. Oh, it's about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, of course. Trump. Boy, does he think everything. And, of course, he's thought of everything about this whole thing about Putin as well. Anyway, thanks for listening to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website and also newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with New California State. So, anyway, visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. You can also email me, Paul, at a21r.com. I always get those, and I really do appreciate them. And also write to voice. The new way in social media, right to voice. It's the alternative to, well, those that like to censor you. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.